This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
All right, quick funny story. So my daughter has an obsession. She's nearly four, but her obsession is King's Hawaiian rolls. And when I tell you obsession, I'm talking like breakfast, King's Hawaiian roll. Comes home from her preschool, King's Hawaiian roll. And to the point where we go to Costco now and we buy the double pack, the big double pack of King's Hawaiian, and we bring it home. And like my daughter will rip through it probably within like a week and a half, and she'll just devour it. So when it was offered that King's Hawaiian is given the chance to talk to Dodger great Steve Garvey, we have to talk about King's Hawaiian. So let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Dodger great Steve Garvey joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Steve, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, Matt, that is a great story. Yeah. Her college is covered now. She's going to have, a four-pack every day coming. It won't be Amazon Prime, but it'll be hand-delivered by one of our chefs or me.
Well, we will take whatever you want to give us. My bank account will appreciate it because I'm spending a lot of money on King's Hawaiian right now.
That's cute. Well, yeah. Just goes to show you, everybody loves King's Hawaiian. You can be four or almost 70, like this old first baseman, right?
I'm 41. I love them, too. So
you're right in the middle. You're prime time.
Just something about it. And now King's Hawaiian is going to Yankee Stadium to be part of the ballpark fair there at Yankee Stadium. That's got to be pretty exciting news for King's Hawaiian, right?
Yeah, we started last year at Dodger Stadium with the King's Hawaiian Grill, and that was to coincide with the expansion of our new barbecue sauces. We have four great new barbecue sauces for different tastes, obviously a little hot, a little mild, a little coffee, all those great things, and it just took Dodger Stadium by storm. It became the epicenter of food with pulled pork and sliders and tri-tip and wings, and it was so successful. You know, it's a small community in Major League Baseball, and somehow, some way, the Yankees got in touch with us and said, would you like to take a look around Yankee Stadium? We said, absolutely. So one thing led to another. Now we've got a King's Hawaiian Grill at Yankee Stadium in a great spot right behind home plate, between home and first on the concourse, and the fans are starting to taste it and fall in love with it, and things are rolling along just like they were at Dodger Stadium last year. And it's coinciding with what looks like to be a great season in New York for the Yankees.
Absolutely. East Coast, the West Coast, East Coast thing going on there with Dodgers and the Yankees.
And you're in Houston, right?
I'm in Las Vegas, but based in Houston.
World champion Astros.
Yes, they are. People are very happy about it. And speaking of world championships, I'm curious, when you guys won it, The year next, in 82, was there a hangover? Were you just exhausted after going through the postseason and winning? I know the playoffs are longer now, and it's a different type of run now. But where were you guys, mentally and physically after your championship in 81?
Well, we were more of a mature team. I mean, this had been our fourth World Series with basically the infield of, say, Russell Lopes and myself, and with Dusty Baker and Smith, and we had been upset by the Yankees in 77, 78, and then finally in 81 we won. So we were a mature team. We handled it pretty well in the off season. The demands are greater, which is great. It's the residue of winning the ultimate crown. And we started slowly. We struggled somewhat. Everybody's out to beat you. You go into a town and their first three starters are lined up ready for you. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't get traction until the middle of the summer, and then came within one game of going back to the World Series. And you look at the Cubs, 2 years ago, last year's off season, same way. I predicted they were going to struggle early, and they did. Had some injuries, usually happens, and they didn't quite get as far as they did the year before. So it's difficult to repeat. A lot of expectations, and no two teams are the same. You got to make some changes. You got to strengthen areas that you think you're average or below. But it's going to be a great season. There seems to be less parity this year. So, say for instance, Houston and Los Angeles, and Yankees are going to be tough. Red Sox are going to be tough. You're going to see not a lot of shift in the postseason from last year, but a real battle to get to the World Series again.
Yeah, so that's where I was going to go, because Houston's 20-10 right now, and I predicted them to have a very similar year to the Cubs. After the Cubs won it, you mentioned the Cubs kind of got off to a slow start and ultimately getting back to the NLCS, but not getting back to the World Series. The Astros are 20-10. How impressive is it to see them, after winning it, not have that hangover and be able to be basically right back where they were last year?
Well, you know, you can't be lulled into a complacency in April. You know, you got to be very careful. I start to measure the season once you've gotten 6 to 8 weeks out, which means April and May. Now you get towards the middle of June and things are settling in. The season's got a pace to it. Look what happened to the Dodgers all of a sudden. You know, the left side of their infield's been decimated. Turner's out. He probably won't get back for another 2 or 3 weeks. Corey Seager, arguably one of the top five great young ball players in the game, he's out now with Tommy John. Now you have to make some serious adjustments, and it's going to be up to the front office. Mr. Friedman and Zahedi and those men at in Los Angeles are going to have to make some adjustments. They're going to have to decide if they have enough hybrid players to be able to make up at least third base for another few weeks, and then who's going to play short, or do you start to think about getting a legitimate all-star shortstop somehow, some way, to fill in that big void that Corey Seager is going to leave?
Tommy John surgery for Corey is out for the year. Dodgers are 12-16. So to you, if you're a Dodger fan, not time to panic yet. Wait for a couple of more weeks. Wait till June 1st before you evaluate where the team is.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that, you know, who would have thought Clayton Kershaw is going to be 1-4 right now? You know, I mean, he has a good, obviously, a bad ERA for him, 2.6 something, I think. But he's going to start to get his rhythm going, and the team's going to get some key hits. And Jansen start off slow. I mean, the Dodgers lost the first two games by a home run by panic from the Giants, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that in eighth or ninth inning? So they're going to start to get better, but you got to get Turner back in there to at least, you know, they saw how much he meant to them over the first month of this season. I mean, the offense is just not the same as far as driving in key runs. So they're going to have to make some serious decisions in the next couple of weeks on how they can get back on track, because all of a sudden you're 12-16 and now you're 25-33, and you just can't get that, you know, say 5-10 games over 500 to when you get to August, which is going to be a really tough month for the Dodgers. They're going to be on the road, I think, all but 9 games.
Wow.
So they've got to make some serious decisions in a short amount of time.
Steve Garvey's our guest. Clayton Kershaw has been a guest of this show before, and I'm a massive Clayton Kershaw fan. What do you make of him for his legacy in Los Angeles? And does he need a championship in your mind? Does he have to win one to fully live up to the expectations that the fans have placed upon him?
Well, you know, take a look at Ernie Banks. Ernie Banks never won a world championship, and he's, you know, an iconic, legendary player. And there's several guys like that. But a world championship really defines your contribution to the team's success. You know, there's always, if you don't win a world championship, that's always a void in your own mind. Forget about, most people understand if you're a great pitcher like Guy Clayton or a great player like Ernie. But in your own mind, that world championship to you or to me after winning in 81 finally defined my career as a team player. A lot of individual things, very blessed, very successful, played on great teams, couldn't quite beat the A's in 74, and again, the Yankees 77, 78, and then destiny in 81. So does he need to? You know, I think in his own mind, it's going to be very important for him to win a world championship.
I would agree. And that 74 NL MVP that you won as well, so you don't want to leave that out. And the team number one, but it's a great reward for you. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. This was a ton of fun. Thanks to King Hawaiian for coming on as well. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to be going in the stands at Yankee Stadium and Dodger Stadium with King's Hawaiian food for everybody there. It's going to be a great year at both ballparks.
Very cool. Thank you so much. That's Steve Garvey, Dodger Gray, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I want to thank Kings Hawaiian. I'm not lying about that, by the way. That is a legitimate plug for them. I wasn't paid to do that. That's a legitimate thing. I'm into my kitchen right now, and you can go see a huge stack of Kings Hawaiian rolls. And what's funny is that my daughter knows what to call them. It's not like I want bread. Like she says, I want a Kings Hawaiian roll. I need to tape it and like send it to the company or something and get them to make a commercial or something out of it, because it's so great. So thanks to those folks for doing that. It was really fun to get Steve Garvey on. Interesting point. He's saying, hey, you know what? Kershaw needs to win a championship. I agree. I do. I agree. It'll just one. But he needs to win one to fully cement him as one of the all-time great pitchers of all time. We're back next on more with the Patriots and Brady's comments last night about being, quote, appreciated by the Patriots. Next.